I'm sorry, I can't look good for you. She said, ah, Davey, you never were good looking anyhow. You know, really though, it's quite a lovely answer because it means she loved me for who I was, not what I look like. Gentlemen, you better hope to God that little sweetheart loves you for who you are, because if it's what you look like, you'll be a bachelor the rest of your life. Because God did not make men to be pretty little things. He gave the beauty to the ladies. We're the one made up of puppy dog tails. You know, my wife made me feel like I wasn't ugly anymore. She'd stand at my bed and she'd say, Doctor, can I take him home? Every day from the day she arrived, she'd say, Doc, can I take him home? She said, I can do more for him in one night than you'll do for him in 1 year. Don't read anything dirty in it. She was my gift from God, my wife. I want to tell you something. She was right. One day he said, okay, take him home, but if he dies, it's your fault. She had hounded him till he couldn't handle it anymore. They wrapped me up. I had my new baby skin all over me, pink. One eye, one ear, one nostril, everything smoother. They took me home. They took me to her apartment. She took me to the finest restaurant in San Antonio, Texas. I ordered a bucket of chicken and, well, not the finest restaurant, but she fed me every bite of my food. One woman got up and just, what? All right. I said, thank you, ma'am. You were bothering my meal. I know that's not nice, but so what? They ticked me off, man. I left that hot, well, I was in there with a guy named Paul. He and I were both burned in the face, and if you get burned in the face, you look like each other because your noses are turned up. If you walk in the rain, you drown. That's why I live in Texas, not the Northwest. Your ears fall off, your eyelids go away, and your hair disappears, and you look like brothers. And they called us the Crispy Critters of the Burn Ward. They call him medium well, and they called me well done. The only thing that worries me about going to heaven is the gates of law. I'll say, Jesus. He'll say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Did you get it? But my wife made me feel like I wasn't ugly anymore until my brother-in-law came in. He looked at me, his eyes were open, he fainted. I felt ugly. He's uglier than me, never had been burned. Put him in a corner and feed him peas with a slingshot, you know. But he's born that way because the doctor slapped his mother. I left there, as I said, one eye, one ear, one nostril, no hair, still no hair. They kept it shaved off. All what hair I had, they kept shaved off all the time because they feared infection to the tremendous amount of skin that just didn't want to heal properly. And so, I mean, I was really pathetic. You know, my chin and elbow were all grown together like this, and where I went, just one eye. Boy, little kids would look at me and scream, run into stuff. And of course, it didn't help, and I'd go, rah! I love to see little kids scream and run into stuff. That's fun, man. I couldn't even drive my car good. By the time I got this eye, I turned to see who's in that lane, and I'm going to keep you maybe 5 more minutes is all, okay? So stay with me just this little bit. But when I couldn't see who's over. So by the time I did, you know, I'd run over everything in front of me. And what I'd do, change lanes, I'd throw in the blinker, honk, and I'd drift real slow. If I heard broken glass and screeching tires, I'd drift back. I was sitting at the light waiting on to change, and a man came off the hill making a left turn. He's driving. He looked over, and he saw me. And I could see that he saw it, didn't believe it, then believed it, and looked back. And he drove his car right through the Dairy Queen. Humans and hamburgers going everywhere, people screaming, where's the beef? Hey, the light changed colors 3 times. The guy behind me changed colors 4 times. I was screaming, laughing, you know. Well, I knew if I didn't leave, the guy was going to make me change colors by beating me up black and blue. So I took off. The light was red. I saw what I did. I hit my brake, and he hit me. Knocked our bumpers off. I got out to go apologize, and I thought on my way back, I'm going to tell him, "Whiplash, look what you did. I'm going to sue you." But I didn't. I just thought it because he didn't know what I was thinking. Well, I never got to the guy's car. The people in the Dairy Queen came running over. They all thought I was drunk. Then they saw me and they thought they were drunk. And something happened to me that day that would change. It would literally alter the course of destiny for Dave Reaver. Because one or two things had to happen. Either that day I was going to accept me, or that day I was going to reject me. And this is my closing thoughts. I looked at them and they looked at me, their mouth flopped open, and I said to myself, "I don't see anything wrong with me. Why are they staring?" And then it dawned on me. I'm on the inside looking out, and I don't see anything wrong with me because I'm on the inside looking out. And I figured, well, if they don't like it, so what? They can take it or they can leave. It's kind of like you. You can accept me or reject me. It's not going to make a difference because with you or without you, I'm going to make it because he accepted me. And if he lives in here and he's not ashamed of this body, neither am I. And to close, by many of your requests, you've asked me to play you a song at the piano, and I'm going to play you a song. And it's for the Tonka toy, because you showed love to me, and I want to show love to you. I didn't play before I was injured. I took two lessons when I was 9 years old, but my teacher quit. Took me 1 year to stretch an octave with no thumb. Took me another year to figure out what an octave was. I used my index finger, the back of my knuckles, and the side of my hands, because none of this straightens out. And what I'm going to play for you, I've never been tutored in any way. I don't know anything about piano. You know, what do you call it, theoretically or anything like that. But I know what sounds right and what doesn't. And music isn't what you hear, contrary to popular opinion. Music is what you feel while you hear it. Now, if you don't feel anything, it's noise, right? You got to feel it. I can't make it sound good, but I can make it feel good. And the title of the song, I believe you'll agree, is just very appropriate. He looked beyond my faults, and he saw my needs. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love and tell of his love. We'll give all our glory to Jesus and tell his wonderful love. We'll give the take a hand, the glory to Jesus and tell of his wonderful love. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus, that you're the conquering King. And that when every possible thing seems like it can go wrong, out of all the chaos, confusion, and tragedy, you bring triumph, direction, purpose. And Lord, there are young people who've heard this testimony tonight that one day in their lives, when the trauma hits them, they're going to remember that God's no respecter of persons. God, I remember the days I look back at Brother Crabtree, and I remember the story of his burn, and I remember the day I was injured. I remembered his story, and I remembered that God's grace was wonderful. Lord, let your grace be there in the day of need. And for those who stand here tonight, Lord, literally torn in their hearts, confused, hurting. Maybe it's one of our guests who've come into this meeting. Their hearts have never yet known the touch of Calvary. Oh God, give them assurance right now. Give them assurance of your love. Give them assurance of your continual care over them. In Jesus' name I pray. You can let go of that hand a minute and just stand right where you are. I've held you late tonight, and I know I should probably apologize, but if you've had half as much fun as I have, then time doesn't matter so much. What I'm going to ask you right now, I guess I have to admit, is an extension of this school in evangelism to our guests, because I can pretty much say that for the student body, we've not had a service that there wasn't a challenge by the Holy Spirit to our hearts. And if you wanted to settle an old account standing, if there were sins that had separated you from the love of God, you've had ample time and ample opportunity to settle that. But I think we're extending our moment to the guests, and indeed any student who maybe has put it off till tonight. But if you feel in your heart there is something standing
between you and God, and it's called sin. But you recognize this evening the love of God and the beauty of Christ and the salvation that He brought for us. And if that sin separates you from God and you would like for Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins right where you're standing, would you be willing to just show your hand for this moment? I'm not asking people to bow their heads and close their eyes. There's no shame in saying, I need Jesus. And I want people around you who love you and are standing near you just to pray with you right where you are. Is there anybody in this place right now where sin has separated you from God and you know Jesus can forgive you and you want that balcony? You're included if you want that prayer tonight. Let me see your hand right now. Hold it up. Hold it up. Hold it up. Anyone in this building? In the back. Now you see that hand back there. I want somebody right near that. Anyone else? Right quick. Slip it up. You know there's sin in your heart and you want Jesus. You want Jesus to forgive you. Right here's another hand. Oh, let's give the Lord a praise right now. Come on. This is what it's all about. Who else? Who else? Slip your hand up. Slip your hand up. Back here's another. Back here's another. Underneath in the overflow. I want you people to look around back in the overflow. There's a young fella back there. One, that man in the red shirt or behind him. Whoever it is, I can't see who's got the hand up. But back there, I want someone with that one. Anyone else? You're saying, Brother Dave, there's sin in my heart. I want Jesus to forgive me. I want that right relationship with Him. Hold your hand up right now. If you're still thinking about it, you better do it right now. We're fixing to pray. And if you want prayer, raise it now in Jesus' name. Anyone else? Anyone else? Under the balcony, another. Way back. Okay. You see the hands there. Now let's believe. How many of you believe God's going to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think? Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. So with about a half a dozen people tonight, there's going to be an absolute pandemonium in heaven because sinners coming home sets glory into Joyland. Hallelujah. And if they get excited, how much more should we? So I want you to join with me, the whole student body, all the guests, and most definitely our candidates for cleansing. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord Jesus, I thank you that your blood cleanses from all sin. Thank you, Jesus, that right here and now, I can be born again. I believe you're the Son of the living God. And you died for me. And you rose from the dead. You ascended to the Father. And you're at His right hand now. Calling my name before the Father. Interceding. Pleading my case. My lawyer in heaven. Oh, Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. As at this moment, I willingly, thankfully, and expectantly place you as Lord of my life. Take your rightful place upon the throne of my kingdom. I submit myself to you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And at this moment, I'm born again. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, glory. Got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Oh, Joseph and Blazing. We will not be defeated. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. Let's give Glory to God. Visitors, thank you for being part of tonight. You made it even that much more wonderful for all of us. Aren't you glad for all the visitors tonight? We love you. And I would like to just remind you that in the morning it will be our last opportunity to gather students. And I'm really asking the Lord for direction. There's several things I feel very led to do, and I want to be obedient to God. But tomorrow morning will be a special time together. And for those of you that would like to, if this is your only opportunity, and I do recommend students that, at least I hope you took my recommendation for the tapes. We've already run out of some more. But if you want some tapes, please hold just steady long enough to not be disturbed while I say this. Little last thing. If you want some tapes that we're out of, you give me your name, address, and zip code if you're paying by cash, or if you're paying by check, and I can mail it to the address on the check. Circle the address on the check, and we'll tend to whatever tapes you want by mail, and it'll be called in tomorrow from the airport. I will call in the tape orders, and they'll be mailed probably tomorrow night. We don't waste any time getting them out of the office. But within a week, at the most two, you should have your tapes in the box here at the school. If you want Jehovah Jihad, it's available. It's a $10 set. The testimonial, we still have some of these left. And we've also got a single testimonial, just the one tape. It's $5. But this set is $10, which includes the additional tape about my wife's ministry to my life and her assistance in putting Humpty Dumpty together again and the glue of love. Amen. The blue set, the youth set, the most popular set we've ever brought with us anywhere. This has the message, the counterculture in it. The Valley of Weeping is in it. The message of the three old hags is in it. It's a good collection of tapes you'll enjoy. The red set, we do have everything I'm showing. We have a few of left. The red set tells the whole story of pervert number one told by pervert number one. And his story is very exciting. And also the message preached the night he gave his heart to Christ. We're out of the gray ones. We're out of the brown ones except that one. If you want it, you can buy it tonight. It's the last one. Hey, we got a parade here. What'd you boys do? Come here, man. Come here. Give me five. Here's four. I love you. You guys take care. So the communication in marriage is available if you take that one. These others are available. The gray set, my favorite four, are available by mail. We'll help you. I'm going there and during the time of dismissal. Please don't be offended because I slip out during the prayer time. If I don't, I don't get back there at all. But I'll watch and pray while I go. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Well, again, we'd like to say we appreciate each one's coming tonight. All of you guests, we welcome you back to various activities at Northwest College as they're advertised. And all of your students, we'll see you in chapel tomorrow morning. Remember the love offering tomorrow morning. God bless you as you go.